Sean had sighted the hide below the prevailing wind, and now, as the breeze came down to them, it brought the stench of the carcass. The bait was an old buffalo cow Sean had selected from a herd. It was the first animal Claudia had ever seen killed deliberately. The crash of the heavy rifle had shocked her, but not as deeply as the scarlet gush of blood and the mournful death bellow of the old cow. Sean and his trackers had butchered the carcass and hauled it up into the lower branches of the wild fig tree. That had been 4 days previously, and Claudia grimaced at the stench. While they waited, the sun sagged wearily down the sky, and in the undergrowth down on the banks of the stream, a lowry called as raucously as a parrot. Claudia became aware of a sudden tension in the hide. Her father was staring through his peephole, but she could not see what had excited him. From the corner of her eye, she saw Sean Courtney reach between them to grasp her father's elbow in a cautionary, restraining grip. "On the lift," Sean said, and her eyes swiveled. She saw something move like mist or smoke in the long, sun-seared grass. Then, abruptly, an animal stepped out into the open killing ground below the reeking carcass. Despite herself, Claudia gasped. It was the most beautiful beast.